This copyrighted audio file from the writings of David S. Lample is offered free of charge to the glory of God the Father and the praise of Jesus Christ our Lord. Detailed copyright and resource information is included at the end of this file.
This is session 159 of our study of 1 Corinthians. Our passage is chapter 15, verses 39 to 41. I've entitled this study, Difference. And this session will be slightly shorter because of time constraints at our local church. It seems appropriate to preface our study of verses 39 to 41 by reading, once again, an earlier passage in this letter. Turn, please, to chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and let's read verses 13 to 16. Food is for the stomach, and the stomach is for food, but God will do away with both of them. Yet the body is not for immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. Now God has not only raised the Lord, but will also raise us up through his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take away the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? May it never be! Or do you not know that the one who joins himself to a prostitute is one body with her? For he says, the two shall become one flesh. In that passage, Paul makes the very important statement, the body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. And Paul goes on to express the importance of the human, earthly body in verses 19 to 20 in that same chapter. Or, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price? And now note this, therefore, glorify God in your body. I'll not repeat all that I've said about how many in the Corinth church perceived the fleshly human body. We've covered that several times before. Let it suffice that they saw the human body as being utterly unspiritual, worthy only of being discarded at death, and good riddance from their perspective. Back in chapter 6, however, Paul was saying, no, God has a use for the earthly body. He places his own Holy Spirit in that body to sanctify it, and as a promise, an earnest of what is to come for the believer. Then he concludes with the command to bring glory to God in or with your body. Remarkable. The Corinthians said, the earthly body, the flesh, means nothing. Do whatever you want with it. And then when we die, it just rots in the ground. No. God has reason, a use for this body. And now in our current passage, he will extend this concept by stating that bodies of all sorts, even heavenly bodies, possess a glory of a sort. So let's read verses 13 to 41 in chapter 15. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one flesh of men, and another flesh of beasts, and another flesh of birds, and another of fish. There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. Now let's get right to verse 39. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one flesh of men, and another flesh of beasts, and another flesh of birds, and another of fish. In the previous passage, The apostle employed an agricultural example to illustrate his point regarding the resurrection body. The planted seed, as it were, dies, then is raised with a new body, its own body, just as God desired. And I use the illustration of a kernel of corn, an apt choice, since I live in Iowa. You plant that kernel of corn, and it dies. But in place of that kernel, it sprouts roots, and it comes out. It is raised above ground with a brand new body that looks nothing like that kernel. Now here, to make his point further, he presents, quote, different kinds of terrestrial flesh and different kinds of brilliance among celestial bodies. End quote. That's David Garland. And perhaps you noticed when I read the verses and then read again verse 39, did you notice the repetition? There are three key words in this passage which, by their repetition, emphasize its message. The first is flesh, which is the Greek sarx. S-A-R-X. It's used 5 times in verse 39. Another repeated word is the word another. Here, it's 2 different Greek words, ali and hetera. And we'll more on that in a moment. But here, as translated in the English, another, it's used 6 times in verses 39 to 41. And finally, glory. Doxa, we get the word doxology from that. Glory be to the Father. That is, doxa is used 6 times in verses 40 to 41. Now, we're not here to count words, but repetition in God's word serves to drive home the point of a passage. You should always note that. Anytime you see repetition of a word in a fairly small area, take note of that. There's a reason for it. The Corinthians fear that resurrection means something like a reanimated corpse. Since verse 35, Paul has been employing various imagery to get them to understand that resurrection means that flesh is changed to something different. Another. We also need not get lost in the minutiae of differences in the hierarchical positioning of the various species listed in verse 39. Down here on terra firma, flesh takes on various forms. For different species and genii, the body is different from others. It is another, ali, another of the same sort. Turn please to John chapter 14. John 14, let's look at verse 16, Jesus speaking. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. Now that word translated another, here Jesus says that the one to be sent, another, will be different from him, but one like him, the Holy Spirit. But then in verse 40, Paul uses a different Greek word, translated another. And accurately so. And now we can see where he's going with this. Look at verse 40 back in chapter 15. There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another. In this context, the word glory, doxa, can mean radiance. Earthly bodies have a different inherent radiance, and heavenly bodies do as well. Both have a measure of radiance, but between the earthly and the heavenly, that radiance is different. It is another. And here it is the Greek hetera, another of a different sort. Ali was another of the same sort. Jesus, Holy Spirit, same sort, same genus, as it were. Here the Greek hetera, although the meaning is getting lost in this woke generation. I never thought I'd use that word. I hate it. There are men and there are women. Each is a different sort from the other. No matter what they think in this culture, no matter what society says, man is different from woman. A man who prefers to lie with a woman, or a woman who prefers to lie with a man, is called a heterosexual. Another of a different sort. Human being, but very different. Now verse 41. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. When we gaze into the night sky with our naked eyes, we perceive the difference between the radiance of the moon from that of the sun, and the radiance of the stars is different from both of those. We can see that. We don't need a telescope to reveal that. Nevertheless, that difference is another of the same sort. It's a difference of degrees, not difference of another kind. So he uses the word Ali here. All these bodies dwell not on earth, but in the heavens. So their radiance is hetera from the bodies of living beings on earth, but Ali to each other. That is, in English, these bodies dwell in the heavens, so their radiance is another of a different sort from the bodies of living beings on earth, but another of the same sort to each other. Notice, however, that while a certain glory is assigned to both those on earth and those in heaven, in the heavens, note how for those on earth, in verse 39, he uses the word sarx, commonly translates the word flesh, to describe the container for that glory. But for those in the heavens, in verse 41, the container is that glory. He does not say it is flesh. It is glory. Here Paul subtly broaches the reality of the resurrected, glorified body. In heaven, we will not have flesh that is glorified. We will just have glory. What an amazing, amazing thought. Note, too, that just as our naked eyes tell us, quote, star differs from star in glory, end quote. Here Paul uses a third Greek term, diaphore, which means to carry through and by extension with a difference. And it's a little confusing. It's hard to understand how that applies here. But I take this to mean in this context that different heavenly bodies carry their glory, their brilliance, in the NIV, their splendor, differently from each other. And we see that. The splendor of our sun is far different to the naked eye. It carries itself differently, its illumination differently from the moon. And each of those different from the far, far distant stars. From Paul's use of these examples, we can draw the following conclusions. First, God is the designer of this world, and according to his wishes, verse 38, there are different forms of terrestrial flesh, or bodies, but their difference from each other is only a difference of the same sort. They all have a form of earthbound flesh. Second, God also designed the heavenly bodies. Though of differing radiance from each other, verse 41, they too share with each other a difference of the same sort. Third, the difference between the terrestrial bodies and the heavenly bodies, however, is a difference of a different sort. They are completely different from each other. Fourth, even so, all, terrestrial and heavenly, have been given by God's design a measure of glory or splendor. The Corinthians thought, there is no glory in human flesh. No, God has given glory even to human, earthbound flesh. Fifth and final, nevertheless, the body God gives the resurrected by his wishes with which to dwell with him will be utterly different. And I place the word body in scare quotes. It will be utterly different, of a different sort from the buried, fleshly body. Resurrected believers will not be simply a reanimated corpse. We will have a different glory, a different being.
Thank you for using our Bible study resources. This has been the audio version of our weekly printed session notes. It is copyright 2021 by David S. Lample, but is offered free of charge and may be freely shared with others. All printed and audio notes are available in the Bible Studies section of our website at dlample.com. This website also includes our monthly devotional, Reflections by the Pond, as well as archives of our devotional publications made available for over 30 years. Unless otherwise indicated, scripture in this audio file is from the New American Standard Bible, updated edition, copyright Lachman Foundation. Greek and Hebrew citations and definitions are from Strong's Greek and Hebrew Dictionary and the NASB Greek-Hebrew Dictionary. All resources, both at our devotional site, dlample.com, and our His Company Christian Drama site, hc.dlample.com, are offered free of charge in acknowledgement of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. For more information about who we are, please visit the About Us page at our website.